Blackstone presents Call Me Commander, a former intelligence officer and the journalists who uncovered his scheme to fleece America, by Jeff Testerman and Daniel M. Freed. This book is read by Mark Vitor. To Daniel, who persuaded me to help write this book. To my wife Nancy, whom I trusted most for honest, constructive appraisals of my work. And to investigative journalists everywhere, who shine a light where no one else will. Jeff. For my parents, who first taught me to ask questions, and my wife, who encourages me to do so. Daniel. Prologue. By the summer of 2015, Peter P. Strzok II had spent most of his adult life protecting the United States from foreign adversaries. Following 4 years with the Army's 101st Airborne Division, Strzok devoted the next 22 years of his life to protecting U.S. national security as an agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. During his time with the FBI, he became the Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterintelligence Division. He was, in the words of a CNN reporter, one of the Bureau's top experts on Russia. Among the cases Strzok worked was Operation Ghost Stories, a multi-year investigation of 10 highly trained Russian spies sent to the United States to operate without the benefit of diplomatic cover. Members of the group shed their true identities and lived in cities across the United States under good old American names like Patricia, Tracy, Richard, and Donald. In New York and New Jersey, Boston and Seattle, these highly trained operatives assumed outwardly normal lives, secured jobs, and raised families. Meanwhile, they secretly worked to recruit sources within influential policy circles who could provide information to be delivered in coded messages back to Moscow Center. Strzok was a lead agent on the FBI team that brought down the spy ring in 2010. In the years to come, he would lead the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails and would work, for a time, for Robert Mueller as he looked into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Eventually, he would be removed from that post when it was determined he had sent anti-Trump text messages to his girlfriend, an FBI lawyer named Lisa Page. Strzok was a man who often found himself at the center of history. A man whose top-secret work made him privy to the world's darkest secrets. A real-life character in stories that most people encountered only in spy novels. On June 16, 2015, the same day Donald Trump announced his presidential candidacy, and just weeks before Strzok was tasked with leading the Clinton probe, the agent received a brief email forward about one such tale. It was about a man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?